she says that the defendant was more than 50%, 51%, to more than 50% at the time. Let me see if I can find that language here. Okay, here's the language. Contributory negligence, including assumption of risk, shall not be recovered in action by any person or legal representative who is covered by negligence resulting in death or injury to person or property, or such negligence contributing to the injury was not as great as the negligence of the person against whom the cover was sought. All right, now, there's no problem if there are only two people involved in an accident under this law. As far as property assessment is concerned, there's no problem because there's only 100% to go around, and one of them obviously are either even, which means there's no recovery by the plaintiff. All those no negligence on the part of the plaintiff are meaning 51%, and if there's no recovery at all, all those no negligence on the part of the single defendant, in which case there's recovery against the defendant. The problem is they have more than one defendant. And here they, as I understand it, there's a diversity of opinion around the country. I'm not sure that the Oregon Supreme Court is ruled on. I don't think the Oregon Supreme Court has ruled on this question. But consider this possibility. Plaintiff is involved in the accident and has three parties involved in the accident. Plaintiff is responsible, 40% responsible for the accident. Each of the defendants is 40% responsible for the accident. And now the question then arises, can plaintiff recover from anybody? Since he is more responsible than defendant A and defendant B, although less responsible than defendant A and B combined. The purpose of this statute is to say that he may recover unless he is more than 50% responsible if the defendants in combination are responsible for more than 50%. So, in other words, if the plaintiff is less at fault than the combined defendants, he may recover from the defendant in combination. That's true. It's not clear in Oregon what the decision would be because the Supreme Court hasn't considered it. In one state, I believe it's Colorado, they have an extremely serious case that the plaintiff under those circumstances is not entitled to recover from anybody because neither of the defendants could be said individually to be more responsible than the plaintiff. Well, what would happen, let's say, in a situation that to talk about that would really happen, assuming the same amount of exposure, financial exposure in all cases. If you had a plaintiff who was 40% responsible, and the each of the two defendants were 30% responsible, or combined responsibility of 60%. And plaintiff, let's say, was to have been damaged in the sum